This podcast was previously recorded, in which I interviewed head of social media at FanRag Sports, Paige DeMacos. Unfortunately, the introduction was cut off, so where this podcast will begin shortly follows my initial question, which is, when did you know you wanted to work in sports, and how did you get into sports? Enjoy.
Cubs franchise and organization, and it's just such a big deal to have met him when I did. And he invited me into the booth, and I was in WGN, and I got to see all of that at such a young age, and I was spitting out so many different stats about all the baseball players, and he was so excited that he was like, how awesome is it that this young lady like knew so much about sports? So it was really cool because he made me feel like it was a big deal that I knew all the stuff that I did, and it just encouraged me to go into sports. And yeah, I knew I look back in my eighth grade yearbook and it says, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it said sportscaster. So I've always wanted to be, ever since I had a dream of what I wanted to do, it's always been this.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And that was in Chicago.
Yes, in Chicago. Okay. Yep.
So you grew up and you lived in Chicago till about when?
When I left for college. So I went to the University of Nebraska, where I covered college football extensively, which only added to my love of sports. And then I ended up leaving there and moving out here, took a job with Arizona Sports, the local ESPN radio affiliate out here, worked for them for 2.5 years, doing social media, digital media, videos, podcasts, kind of everything that I'm doing now, but in a smaller scale.
Oh, okay.
And then moved here to take a management position where I'm overseeing all the digital media. I have a couple of people underneath me, and then I'm their lead on-air talent. Oh, so kind of dipping my hands in everything that is sports media, which is exciting for me because no day is the same. And some days are stressful and some days are long, but for the most part, it's pretty rewarding.
Oh, very cool, very cool. And so what do your responsibilities at this current job with FanRag Sports entail? Mm-hmm.
So I'm overseeing all the social media channels, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and our kind of just our overall ideas for that and what we're doing, what our accomplishments are, what our goals are, and then hosting all of the on-air video content. So I have my own video series called Today's Sports Page that is every single day on. I get to choose the topic, which is really fun. So I pick a different sports topic that is relevant to me and resonates with me, and I talk about that. So I do that every day. I'm doing a FRS hoop show. I host a fantasy football show. I host a fantasy football podcast. So I do a lot. I do a lot.
And how long are those? Are those like TV episodes that you put
they're
on?
They're like 2 minutes. Short clips? Yeah, they're short. They're like short little segments for social media. We're doing a lot of native video on social, and I'm kind of the lead in that. So it's fun and it's exciting, and it's like, I don't know, for our generation, we take in things in such a different way than the generation did before us. So it's really fun to learn and watch and see how all of that is changing and how we can, you know, how we can be a part of that and how we can ride that wave so we're not left behind.
Right.
Because I think everyone's trying to figure out, like, you know, how do you get the next generation to pay attention? And you better be talking about something on a phone because they're not watching TV.
Right. Or something that grabs their attention right away.
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
As we know, we're not very
patient. Yeah, we're not very patient. Right, right. We don't have an attention span. But I think those are not necessarily negative things. I think millennials get pushed into a category of not – like so many negatives when in reality I think it's more of a jealousy thing. That's how I always look at things. Why when you come from a place of lack, you always tend to like leech out or get angry,
right,
or whatever. And in this case I think that's very much so with the generation ahead of us. We're traveling more, we ask for more in our jobs, we want to feel accomplished, and money necessarily isn't always the biggest thing for us, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think you only have one life, so you should be happy with what you're doing, and it shouldn't be criticized that you're trying to be happy in your life. I just don't really understand why that's criticized.
Yeah.
So I think that's an interesting thing just to pay attention
that's
to.
It's definitely a very positive outlook about the millennial generation. So what are you've kind of touched on this a little bit, but what are some specific ways that you are utilizing social media in your current position?
Yes.
And it sounds like you kind of mentioned that with the videos that you make, the little clips.
Yep.
But can you go into more detail?
Yeah, absolutely. So social media is like the main way that we're pushing out all of our video content, mm-hmm. which is great for us. We're
via like Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram, okay. kind of all over those social platforms. Sure. So that's a main thing for us right now. We're using social media to promote all of our articles on FanRankSports.com. Most of our traffic comes from Twitter, actually. Okay. So it's a big pusher for us because we have writers like John Heyman and John Rothstein and guys like that. And they have large Twitter audiences. And so they, a lot of are the people that we're getting are coming from there. So, yeah.
Perfect. And then you touched on this as well a little bit, but how often do you try to put out content on those social media sites? It sounds like with your sports, the page of the day.
Yeah, so that's daily.
That's daily. Yeah. But what about other stuff? Do you try and post pictures on Instagram every mm-hmm. day, every week?
So or? I would say with Instagram, it's more of a quality over quantity. So okay. I don't have a, we need to make sure that I'm doing this, 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 and this. Especially from a personal branding standpoint, mm-hmm. I would rather put up good quality content over just throwing something up just to have something for a post that day.
Right.
And I think that should go for brands too. I saw last year the Atlanta Falcons posted 32% less but had 50% higher engagement.
Okay.
So they really put an emphasis on creativity and putting more effort into what they were posting versus mm-hmm. just putting something up to put something up. And I think that's a good testament for everybody in the industry, because it should mean that we should spend more time and effort in being creative and coming up with good ideas and less time just trying to let's put things out to put things out, because that just doesn't pay off as an end goal. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
How have you used digital platforms to create success in both your current position as well as previous positions?
Yeah, so Twitter and Instagram, mostly Twitter for me, have helped me as a personal brand to get all of the jobs that I've gotten. So I started that in college. I started building my own personal brand, whether it was live tweeting games, pushing out content, trying to become an influencer. And that just requires a lot of effort. You're just working and making sure that you're engaging constantly. I think that's one of the things that people forget about social media, is people want to have a conversation. They want to go back and forth. So if you're putting up your content and then you're leaving it and you're like, okay, I'm going to put this video up and then I'm done. Like, that's just one part of the process. The first part is uploading the video. The second part is maybe 20 minutes later going back and answering all the comments that are underneath it, asking questions, becoming a part, having a conversation. And I think that's what mm-hmm. people are craving from social media, that isn't always there, and it should be, because that's what people want. They want that back and forth. They want those conversations. And I think that's what has helped me have success for my job, and that's what's helped me at the end of the day use social media to get myself into the positions that I'm in now.
So do you, or more specifically your company FanRank Sports, do you guys have any competitors? And then if so, how do you guys like differentiate yourselves from your competitors to kind of set apart
for sure
your brand?
Yeah, I mean, mostly you're looking at places like Bleacher Report, digital content sites that we're looking at and learning and observing and seeing what they're doing. But right now we're really, really refocusing what we're doing, and we're going to be relaunching something that I can't release now, but we're really excited about. And we're trying to win the race ourselves. So I would say I pay attention a lot to what people are doing, but I would say more so it's a race within ourselves. So not as much to compete with everybody else. I think there's room for everybody. There's so many sports media companies and so many eyeballs. Everybody's consuming constantly. So there's no reason we can't all coexist and find our place. But Bleacher Report's definitely, as far as digital media goes, they're definitely a good place to look at. But we're heading in a different direction. So
okay. And so you guys are kind of more concerned about the bigger national markets.
Yes,
than
national
the
brands.
Local,
yeah,
local
no,
brands
we're not
here.
Trying to compete with any of the local brands here in Arizona. No.
Okay. Do you ever feel the pressure of creating new and creative content that continually engages your audience? And what are some ways that you utilize to overcome this kind of pressure of
for sure.
Building this content.
Yeah, I mean, there's always pressure, but I think a little bit of pressure is always good. You should have the deadlines or the kind of, I would say, expectations for yourself that you are wanting and pushing yourself to create really, really good and engaging content.
Mm-hmm.
You overcome that by just being prepared, by setting yourself up for success, by being there, by showing up, by doing it. You're going to fail. That's just the reality. You're going to do something. I've done plenty of videos that people did not like. You're not going to please everybody. If you try to do that, you're going to be a miserable human being.
Yeah.
And you can't listen to what Joe Schmo on Twitter tells you. Like, at the end of the day, you got to know what, if you feel good about putting it out there, then you should feel good about yourself. You shouldn't have to worry about somebody else justifying it to you. I mean, here, I have a great team that's involved in everything that we're doing, and we feel good about what we're doing when we put it out, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. And then last question.
Yep.
Are there any key messages or concepts that you would recommend to anyone kind of entering into the sports field,
mm-hmm.
Or just general messages that
yeah.
you would give to someone searching for a career that you
for sure.
felt sticks no matter where you go?
Yeah, I think there are two things. I spoke to ASU the other day and I talked about this, that my mom says, let's bypass the bullshit. So
yeah.
it's a great saying. Just not focusing on stuff that doesn't serve you, not focusing your energy on things that aren't going to help you out in the long term, and just not letting trivial things like Instagram likes or whatever that really consume your mind. I mean, that's easier said than done, but especially now with the amount of BS that's out there, you really need to be ultra focused on what you're doing, what your goals are, what your strategies are, and how you're going to get there, and let
yeah.
everything else kind of fall to the wayside. And I would say for somebody who's trying to enter sports, you better be ready to hustle, and you better be ready to show up. And I would say that's my biggest advice for anybody who's trying to do anything in any industry, is show up, do what you like, do your best, and be good at and be confident in yourself. Because I've had so many different, whether it's my previous job or this job, where interns half-ass things, or you don't have time. When you're that age, you need to be 100% all the time to prove yourself. Because now I can make mistakes. When I was young, I didn't have the time. I didn't have the luxury of doing that. You know, you had to be showing up and doing your best and trying your hardest. And I still do that now, but I have more wiggle room than I did before, because I've proven myself. And you should constantly be trying to prove yourself to yourself, nobody else. And that's really important. So I just show up, it sounds cliche, but do your best. If you're putting in your best effort, you should feel really, really good in it. And I just think that people are afraid of that uncomfortable stage, you know, where you start doing things that are a little bit out of your comfort zone. And that's where you know that you're doing something good. When you're starting to learn, when you're starting to try something new, when you're doing something that you're uncomfortable with, that's a good thing. It's a good, it's going to be uncomfortable at first, but it will lead you to a good place. And I think people are afraid. If you aren't willing to put yourself out there and to step into that zone, you're never going to be successful, especially in this industry.
Right. Perfect. Well, thank you. Thank you for your time, Paige.
Yeah, no problem,
Wes. It was a pleasure. Is there anything else you would like to talk about?
No, I think that was good. That was good questions.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.